Yeah. What up, world? This is...
The seat.
Bruh, I was definitely going down. Yeah, we're going to keep that. Like, yeah, what up, world? This is Mindset Morgano here in Brick City, Newark, New Jersey, live from the Healthy Hippie with the CEO and owner and happen to be my bro. Do you go by Mac or McCall, bro? Mac 10. Mac 10, yo, we got an amazing another 15, 20 minutes for y'all. But, like, listen, y'all check out this music, and we'll be right back with y'all. Soul, star, chakra. The first chakra that's outside of the physical being. My foundation is set up with divine will, unconditional love, divine wisdom, and accurate knowledge. Peace, positive energy, activate constant elevation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Brahma, Hare Ramna, Ramna, Hare. As I allow the divine light of the spirit into my life, I am spiritually connected to our souls, ice. I feel secure knowing that I am protected by divine energy. My spiritual energy transcends me into bliss and positivity. I am immersed in divine love. I am full of divine wisdom. I am compassionate towards myself and all spiritual beings. I am surrounded by infinite cosmic energy. My intuition guides me towards the best opportunities. I am confident about my true life's purpose. I am that I am. In harmony and in authority with our ancestors and guides. Binya, binya, kitya, kitya, hokma. The top layer of the tree of life, I thought I told cha. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so listen, this is Elijah Mindset Morgana here with Mac, man. We were just talking about that amazing cheeseburger we had earlier. But Mac, man, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, bro.
I had to talk a little bit louder.
Hey, thanks a lot, bro.
Yeah, appreciate it. So let my viewers know, like, what is the healthy hippie? What is the healthy hippie?
It's one of the best vegan spots on the East Coast.
One of the best vegan spots in that. Yeah, that's a big saying.
Yeah, for a fact.
Like, what makes it one of the best?
We got the best food.
And we got
the best flavor.
And are you the chef or the CEO, or you just play the business side?
I'm one of the workers.
There you go. So how long have how long has Healthy Hippie been around?
We're going on our second year.
Okay.
First we did mostly smoothies and juices, and then we started moving on to the food.
Mm. So let us know a little bit of the dishes. What are the companies that you said smoothies? I asked for a smoothie earlier.
We ran out of fruit.
Oh, so all the smoothies are natural,
yeah.
Like they're not frozen fruit?
Now, some of them, we do frozen fruit and we do fresh squeezed juices.
Okay, lit. And what are some of the dishes that most people would, when you think of vegan, like I eat light, right? So I eat it like 1.5-2 times a day. And like I make sure I get some veggies and some
greens. How long have you been doing that for now?
Like I've been doing that since when I went homeless. When I was homeless, like eating light had to be a part of my diet.
I went for doing that too. Because they said it was good benefits to eat once a day.
Bruh, it's intermittent fasting for one. Like we don't have to eat 3 times a day.
Because most people eat with their eyes instead of eating with their stomach.
Mm-hmm. So and with that, like I started eating things that, because like I realized I went from ground beef to turkey, and I start to see how like it felt that eating light and intermittent fasting let me know like I was paying more attention to what was in my stomach, and I felt it.
Now, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Was going homeless a humbling experience?
Big facts. It was the humbling experience because me and my wife was by choice. The choice of being homeless?
Yeah.
I chose the mission over.
Because I feel like it was by choice. That's something that you wanted to do.
Nah, bro. Like, no one wants to be homeless. Like, I really thought that my following my purpose or telling my wife, this is what God told me. This is when I was married to my Christian wife at the time. Telling her what God told me, like, I thought she was still going to be cool with it. And nah. So the separation, me getting my sixth child mom into my life, nah, that was, it was a choice that I made, but I didn't think I was going to be homeless. So, but going through that process, it made me realize I was codependent. Super codependent. And being like, I went from marriage to marriage. And like, it made me very independent. Like, just going to eating from a certain amount of time. It made me also, all those books and stuff that I wrote, like, I was selling a couple books a day. Like, it showed me how to earn income as an entrepreneur instead of me being an entrepreneur. And I was blessed with six figures. Like, my wife and I made $6,000 a month. And I'm sitting at home. I was daddy daycare. And I was writing books and doing all this shit. And like, and having that cushion taken away. And like, she took half of the businesses too. That shit was like, yeah, it was humbling as fuck, but I definitely didn't choose it. But it's in that process, I know I won't go back to it. And that's why I go around and I share my testimony, I share my stories. What really got me is the fact that when I started telling people that I was homeless, and when they saw me up here and they saw me making the six figures and all that, it was interesting how the different religions responded.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it more positive?
Nah, bro. Just like really to see who's there. Like, some I had positive.
So is that what you came up with when you say you're saying who's there to help?
Exactly.
Build the shore?
Bruh, always. Like, it. I had to completely rebuild my business model. And like, me and my brother now are just rebuilding our relationship. My brother Manny, me and him started several businesses together. And in the midst of my going, because it wasn't just like being homeless, it was being homeless and having an emotional and mental breakdown and losing a child and getting a child on the way. So it was like homeless was just that's just my living situation. I was really going through some life shit. So it's like, coming out of that, I don't ever have to worry about bread. I don't ever have to worry about a place to live. Like, I just got the place that I've been living at for the past year and a half. I only had to pay them a couple of times out of the whole month. I was paying them with me helping the rooming house, like, not just clean up around the house, but spiritually help the people there that have mental health shit. So if I wasn't homeless, I wouldn't have had that opportunity.
Got you.
Yeah.
Got you. I know you like to ask me questions.
Nah, but that's conversation, and you're alpha. Like, I love alphas. Like,
why you say that?
Why do I say it? Huh?
Now you base it off my size?
No, fuck, nah. It's how you talk and how you engage, communication. Like, even your expectation of your partners and your women. Those are just mentalities. Just like I said, I had a $1 million mentor. That's how I know is what it's like to see somebody that don't have money compared to somebody that do have money. Somebody that don't have a squad or never been the leader of anything to somebody that is a leader and that can delegate and give information. I call you alpha in the presence. Like, I'm an alpha, I'm not big, but my presence can go in the room and we can do some dope shit. The dude Nine, he's an alpha. He's alpha in training. Like, he goes into alpha and goes into beta.
But I feel like that's something you have to be born with.
Why is that?
Because I feel like that comes from within. But I feel like you can give somebody the confidence to try to act like they're alpha.
Yeah, until they find it. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Because it'd be like, all right, they can act like that until they come in a room with one. Mm-hmm. Then if you got them feeling like that, then they should automatically, like, because they feel the energy. Like, I don't feel like him. I don't feel his confidence in him.
And confidence is something that's even, like, it's learned. It's taken away as we're a child. Like, everyone comes in here with dope abilities. Everyone comes in here with dope abilities. I watched all my children. All my children are amazing. You look at your children. Like, they came in here with opportunities. And when you nurture those opportunities, they flourish. They flourish, right? Like, in the midst of that, we had dope blood. We wasn't raised in the same household with our dads, but we still carried his bloodline. Like, I remember a story. Like, I lost my phone, like, 3 years ago. Well, actually, maybe 4 years ago, I was with Artina. I lost my phone on Urban Turner Boulevard, and, like, I didn't even realize I lost it. They called the last number that I called, which was my wife, and they said they saw my Ricky Danzy in my phone, and it was like, yo, you surmise, son. Like, it was random, bro. But, like understanding that and then walking and living in that everywhere you walk, that shit is there. Don't matter if you're in health food, it doesn't matter if you're in fitness, it doesn't matter if you're in music, it doesn't matter if you're in education. You just go and attract the opportunities.
You just said your restaurant got the opportunity to get into Beth Israel. Like, having that opportunity is not because, like, it's just something you was born with. You was born with it, and then you started using it and putting it out there. Confidence and courage, that shit happens when you can overcome these triggers and these feelings, and you can articulate yourself. So it's like, everyone has an alpha in them. But, like, this is the thing. This is, are you always an alpha? Are you never a beta or a delta or a Charlie?
Even if I wanted to. They wouldn't accept it.
Who is they?
Anybody, I'm saying people. And I'm just saying, from off my stature. Let us slide, what's up, bro? How you feeling, bro?
What's good with you, Kate? Nice to meet you. What's your name, bro?
Luis.
What is it?
Luis.
Luis? Pleasure to meet you.
What's up, man?
I'm Elijah.
How you doing, bro?
I'm very intelligent, I'm a genius. We were just talking about that, how not being able to be raised around him but still be able to have the bloodline and the symptoms. It's lit. Like, we talk about music, like, bro, I had his keyboard for a lot of years and never touched that shit.
Like, you had his keyboard?
I had his keyboard for a lot of years.
He had his keyboard for a lot of years, too.
In the building, right?
In the building.
Who's who? Oh, Samai?
Yeah, you talking about...
He don't touch jail. The keyboard no more?
No, he was saying in jail.
Uh-huh.
He had his keyboard in jail.
Did he play a lot?
Yeah!
Samai talking about he's singing all this shit.
All that shit.
So, he's like, you haven't heard him sing?
I probably ain't. I didn't even want to hear that shit. I ain't gonna lie to you. I done heard Samai sing.
Yeah, so you might not want to hear my singing tonight, because I'm going to try my singing tonight, bro.
I'm going to come through.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
As long as she get here, I'm going to come through.
Yeah, but like just bringing that up, but like you said, they won't let you be that. Like, imagine like having like prophet status. Like, when I go around and I go out and I let people know, like, I'm a prophet. Yeah, I got mental health disorders. Yep, I'm a father of six, and I got another one on the way. So like, and I'm about to give y'all this word. So like, and then afterwards, being able to see people that are in their skin or in their abilities or on that transition, and being able to help them or guide them, and not be able to burn them up all the time, because like my fire is hot. Like me and my last wife didn't last, not because like I didn't set her up for polyamorous. It didn't last because when we started going to that lane, like, it was burning really, really high. My ability to manifest and bring what I wanted into my life was happening like that. Like, I mean, I was manifesting. One of my things I had to overcome was porn. So yeah, when I overcame, I manifested Roxy Reynolds into my neighborhood twice.
I remember you posted something about that a while ago, right?
Yeah, bro. So it's we waste most non-alphas. When I'm acting like a non-alpha, because like, I have alpha because in my blood, but I haven't learned how to be alpha.
You know, me being an alpha is like, I'm laid back. My personality is like, laid back person. I hate to have to show it sometimes, my dominance, because I know it can be very, very intimidating. So I'd rather keep it, like, you know what I mean?
How you control it?
Easy, to be disciplined. And like you said, I'm teaching myself. It's like, you know, growing up, I had to teach myself when I was in the streets not to show no emotion. So I would look at when I knew I was upset, I would look in the mirror and make sure my face didn't look like what I thought was me mad. So over years, you learn to train yourself like that.
Yeah, that's
which might not be good.
No. But you can utilize it. Like, good or bad, only thing it makes it so. Like, that's something that you learn as a motivational speaker. Like, I did motivational speaking for a few years.
I did a lot of time looking myself in the mirror, and I talk to myself, like, you're not angry.
You don't. You say you're not angry? Yeah. I get to say I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm healthy. When I'm angry, though, I look in the mirror, and I make sure that I don't look like how somebody looked that's angry all. So then for it, it's like, and then we can tell my emotion. If I'm on fire, bad energy, you won't be able to tell. But the same way, if I just had joy,
if you read that energy,
yeah.
But like, for instance, I read facial expressions, but I also read energy. Like, I got a plate and 13 screws in my foot. So like, when somebody doesn't agree with somebody that's in my camp, I feel it in my foot. And sometimes I can look around and match the face with who I feel, but I get the feeling before I even see the face. And sometimes you get it in your gut, you get it in your chest, like, and being in management, and like you said, being in those crowds, before you can see that person's face, you get a feeling. Like, look this way. Or somebody like it's a pull on your solar plexus.
Let me let you see my daughter. See if she can answer the phone.
Yeah, we're gonna be back. I'm gonna take you into a break, yo. Definitely thanks for joining us for this segment of the Mindset Detox with Mac at the Healthy Hippie. Nah, bro, this is family. This is love. What you saying, Ricky Morty and this bitch, yeah. I frequently visit my higher self in my crystal palace. I be meditating just to elevate my health, yeah. Bring it back one time, said I frequently visit myself in my crystal palace. I be meditating just to elevate my health, said I look in the mirror. I say that I am enough. I am the seed of the soul. I got a heart made of gold, and my spirit's in control. Yeah, hey, I understand that every door that closes, it opens another obstacle, another opportunity. What is into me? Oh my God, nothing is my fucking enemy. Set no enemy within. The enemy outside do me no harm, cause I believe in God, man. I believe in Voltron, and I believe in superheroes, Avengers like that Iron Man. You understand my all spark is tuned into that higher man, him, his imperial majesty. H-I-M, you're feeling me. Said you're feeling our frequency. You're feeling our energy. You're lost in the sauce, so you frequently seeing me. Yeah, mindset shit. 2020 to 2022 duality shit. It rules your crew, huh? You choose that red or blue pill. I choose purple, my G. Yeah.
I
appreciate it, bro. Let's just wrap it up and allow them to hear about where they can follow you at on social media.
You can follow us at the Healthy Hippie One, HELTHYHIPPY1. Healthy Hippie One.
Healthy Hippie One.
On Instagram.
And then also tell me what's the best meal here, though? Like the best
Philly cheesesteak is the most popular.
How do you make a vegan Philly cheesesteak?
Can't give out all the secrets. Yeah. I just tell you onions and peppers and our special sauce.
Bruh, that sauce is fire. Like, I'm not a spicy person, but it's some spice that's good. And that's a good spice, man. So I appreciate your time, man. Y'all stay blessed and highly favored. This is Mindset Detox TV. We out.